The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 5th Chapter, text number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 3rd, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerities, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns, and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry.
Idam hi pumsastava sasutasya va sistasya suktasya jamudya dattayo avichito artha kavibhi nirupita yaduttama shloka gunanvalli. So, this is our mission, that find out the original cause. That is scientific research. So all the scientists, they are trying to find out the original cause. That is advancement of education. They are analyzing one after another. But till now they could not find it out. Big scientists have tried, but they could not. Only theory, this is the original cause, this is the original cause. But we do not depend on the theories. We depend on the Vedic conclusion. We do not require to make any research. It's like ordinarily we say there are 900,000 forms of body in the water. We get it from Vedic knowledge, Jalajana Ullakhani. Now the biologist, let them confirm it or deny it, because they cannot confirm it, because their knowledge is experimental. Unless they find it actually, by actual experience, that there are so many living forms within the water, they cannot say yes. Neither they are able to find it. Is it not the position? First of all, if we say to the biologist that there are 900,000 different forms of life or species within the water, they will say, how it is you are affirming so positively without experiment, without research? They will say. Then we will ask, then you say, that they cannot say. This is their position. They will say, in future, the future there is no question. You do not know now, admit this. So this is their position. Therefore, this experimental knowledge is always imperfect. Always imperfect. Cannot be perfect, because our experience, our power of perception, advancement of knowledge, they are imperfect, they are deficiency. Therefore, for perfect knowledge, you have to approach the perfect. We accept Lord Krishna as the perfect, and his bona fide representative is also perfect. How he is perfect, Krishna may be perfect, one may admit, but how his bona fide representative is also perfect. So the answer is, the bona fide representative of Krishna, he does not say anything beyond Krishna. That is perfect. He may be imperfect, it doesn't matter. But he is receiving knowledge from the perfect and is simply repeating that knowledge. That is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dakho tare koho, koho Krishna kotha. Jare dakho tare koho Krishna kotha. Amar agdai guru haiya taro ei desh. Jare dakho tare koho Krishna upadesh. You don't speak your upadesh, your instruction. That is nonsense. What you are? That is the defect of the modern civilization. They simply want to instruct by his experience. But what is your experience? They are all imperfect. But they are persistent. Now, we cannot accept any knowledge without experiment. Is it not the position?
Experiments.
And that the scientist will say, why we shall accept Krishna's version as perfect? Do they not say like that?
Yes.
But they cannot give any perfect information, the theory. So our process is to take Krishna. Not on our, this is the parampara system. All the acharyas, Ramana acharya, Madhya acharya, they take Krishna's version as perfect. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, therefore, that you do not instruct anything which is manufactured by you. Do not instruct that. Because you are imperfect. Your manufacture or your theories, then impart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Jare dakho tare koho Krishna upadesh. This is perfection. If you say Krishna's upadesh, instruction, then it is perfect. And if you say your experimental instruction, that is imperfect. Here it is said that idaṅgi paṅśas tapasasu, every knowledge, just like here is our doctor, Sarup Damodar, he has got the doctorate title. You have seen your book, it is a learned scholarship, research was. That is nice, but he has admitted the original cause is Krishna. So we are asking everyone that whatever knowledge you have got, it doesn't matter whether you are a chemist or physicist or an engineer or a medical man, and there are so many, lawyer, politician, so many departmental knowledge. So one becomes doctor and expert by high research work. For the last, how many years in USA?
5 years.
After 5 years hard work and placing the CCs among the learned scholars, they admitted, yes, it is a very nice research work. Now they have offered him the PhD. So it is tapasya. Tapasya. Without tapasya, you cannot get any credit, that is not possible. If one wants to get credit immediately without tapasya, that is bogus. Therefore it is said tapasya and sutasya. Sutasya means hearing from the authorities by attending lectures of the professors, of the scientific scholars, hearing or Vedic knowledge. So anyway, everyone is getting knowledge, perfection, by tapasya, by austerity, by learned scholarship. So here it is said that these things are required for describing Krishna. These things are required for describing Krishna. Not only theory, but actually to prove that this knowledge is there. Krishna is full of all opulences. And it is said, jnana, jnana vairagya chaiva sarayati bhagangana. What is the beginning? Aishajyasya samagrasya vidyasya jasasya sriya. Krishna means he is the full opulent personality of Godhead with all riches, all reputation, all beauty, all knowledge. That you have to prove. Any department of knowledge, you have to prove that this knowledge is coming from Krishna. Sarva karana karanam, Ishara parama Krishna Sachidananda vigraha anadi radi govinda sarva karana karanam. That is Krishna consciousness. Let me sit down properly. That is a scholarship. You make research work, but in this Shastra it is said that Krishna is the original person of this department and knowledge. Suppose you are a lawyer. So, Krishna gives the law. This is research. This actually Krishna gives. What is Krishna gives? Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. This is law. The first giver of law is Krishna, that you give up all nonsense, surrender unto me. This is law. Then you'll understand everything. Manmana bhavavad bhakta vajyaji mangnamaskuru. Religion means the law given by Krishna or God. That is religion. Otherwise, it is not religion. That is cheating. Dharma prujhita koitavatra. This is cheating religion. If you do not follow Krishna, that is cheating. Krishna means, when I say Krishna, Krishna means God. God is one. There is Krishna. Others, they admit that God is one, but they do not know who is that one God. There is a difference. There is a difference between us and others. They do not know, just like if I say, John, have you got any father? So he'll say, yes, I want my father. Then who is your father? I do not know. That's not very good credit. Because without father and mother, there is no existence. So everyone knows, I've got a father. But who is my father, that I do not know. At least in India, one who cannot say his father's name, immediately he becomes degraded. Just like the Jawal Satyakam. Jawal Satyakam, he went to Gautam Muni, please initiate me. And according to Vedic conclusion, initiation is meant for the Brahmana. Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya, not for the Sudras. Sudras are not initiated. And in the Kali Yuga, because everyone is a Sudra, therefore he is first of all given training to become a Brahmana. Then the sacred thread is offered. This is the process. Actually, initiation cannot be given to anyone except to Brahmana. So, Kalau Sudra Sambhava. In the Kali Yuga, everyone is Sudra. That is to be accepted. Without any disagreement. Kalau Sudra Sambhava. Because they have no sanskar, asanskrita kriyahina, mlecha. One who is not undergone the reformatory processes, garbhadhan sanskar, upanayan sanskar, there are 10 kinds of sanskar, reformatory. One who has not gone or one is not permitted to undergo the sanskar, he should go. Sanskarat bhavet dija. Everyone is born Shudra. By reformatory method, he becomes twice born. By the spiritual master and Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge is the mother and spiritual master is the father. In this way, Javal Upanishad, he was asked by Gautam Muni, who is your father? So he said that I do not know. Then go to your mother, ask her. The mother could not say that I do not know who is your father. I have connection with so many men. So he came back to Gautam Muni, sir, my mother also does not know. She said that she had many connections, I do not know who is particularly your father. But Gautam Muni immediately accepted, yes, you are Brahman, because you are truthful. Nobody dares to say like that I do not know my father's name. My mother said that, yes, he had many connections. Because he was truthful, satya sama dama titikha, so by the quality, he was accepted immediately and was initiated that you have the qualities of Brahman. My Brahman will speak truth even to his enemy. If the enemy comes, if a rogue comes, how much money you have got in a box? The Brahman will say, yes, I have got $100. Just like the that day, the custom examination in Bombay, so our Brahmananda Maharaj was asked, what is the value? I purchased it. What is the value? $200. He did not say that I am using it for a long time. No, it is new, I have purchased. That's all right. Yeah. But Kali Yuga is so implicated that sometimes we have to speak the untrue. But it is the business of the Brahmana to speak the truth. No untruth. In this way, our proposition is that if we want perfection, then in whatever position we are, either I am a Brahmana, or I am a Kshatriya, or I am a Vaishya, or I am a Shudra, it doesn't matter. If we simply take this vow that Krishna is the original cause of everything. Shudra is also the original cause is Krishna. Krishna says in the Srimad Bhagavatam that he is the cause of the Shudras. We should not hate anyone because everyone is born of Krishna. Aham bijapada pita, Krishna says. Sarvajonishu. It doesn't matter in what form the living entity is there, but Krishna claims that he is the father. He is the father. So either Brahmana or Kshatriya or Vaishya or Shudra or Mlecha or Javan or white, black, European, American, anyone, he should know that the original cause is Krishna. This is perfect. Idam himpumishas tapasas sutasava sistasa sutasa chabuddhu dattayo abhichita artha kavi bini jaduttama sloka. Say, if everyone says that the original cause of my existence is Krishna, this is Krishna. It doesn't matter. Not that the Brahmana is the mouth of Krishna. And Kshatriya is the arm of the Krishna. of Krishna. And Vaishya is the belly of Krishna, and Shudra is the leg of Krishna. But do you distinguish that here is Krishna's mouth or head, all the flowers should be offered here, not to the leg? Do you make any such distinction? When you worship Krishna, our first duty is to offer to the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna says that Shudra, Bhagavat says, Shudra is the leg. There may be distinction of profession, occupation, caste, creed, color. It doesn't matter. But if everyone tries to become Krishna conscious, that the original cause of my existence is Krishna, then there is life. This is our Krishna consciousness. Not blindly, but by research work. How the original cause is Krishna. Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. I am the original cause of everything. Everything emanates from me. How can I deny that Krishna is not Krishna? This is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, those who are advanced devotee, he does not see anything else but Krishna, because Krishna is the cause of everything. That is required. That is Krishna consciousness. So we should not take anything neglectfully. Neither we should be careless to take care of Krishna's property, Krishna's living being, Krishna's house, Krishna's temple, Krishna's business, Krishna's everything, Krishna. Ishavasam idam sarvam yatkinchit jagatyang. If you think like that, then that is perfect Krishna. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. We may think, see varieties of things. It doesn't matter. But if we know that the original cause of this thing is Krishna, that is perfect. We are saying this table, it is wood. But if we know, it is a fact, you know or not know, that doesn't matter. The original cause is Krishna. The microphone, the original cause is Krishna. This kartan, the original cause is Krishna. This picture, original cause is Krishna. Everything. That is Krishna consciousness. And it is fair, not that we are imagining. Take for example, these material things. Material things, this table. How it is caused by Krishna? Krishna says, Bhumi rapa analavayu khangamano buddhiri vacha. Bhumi, this earth, bhinna prakiti me astadha, that is my energy. So, the bhumi, the earth, is the cause of the tree, wood, and the wood is the cause of this table. Therefore, originally, Krishna is the cause of it. There is no doubt about it. Anything you take, either you take this wood, or you take this water, or this take ether, or chemical, the original cause is Krishna. Now, to be ascertained, education, that why it is called Krishna's is the origin. That is research work. How it has, just like I give you the hint of research work, that Krishna says that the earth is my energy, separated energy. And earth is the cause of the wood, and wood is the cause of the fire. Fire is the cause of melting. So many. You can go. Idaṅga pañśa sapada kabhi bhi nirūpita. Describe the attributes of Krishna. You can write. Just like you can write a volumes of books on this table. If you are intelligent enough, you can make research work on the table. But in that research work, conclude that Krishna is the whole. A carpenter, he can write. about Krishna, if he is thoughtful. Anyone, therefore it is said, jad uttama shloka gunanubandham. Whatever your profession is there, you know that the original cause is Krishna. Now make research work and find out how Krishna is the original. That is education. That is one. Am I right?
Yes,
sir. Yes. So everyone can write books. Everyone wants to write books, wants to show some scholarship. Do it. But the conclusion should be that here is the original cause. And it is already said in the Shastra. Krishna personally says that aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajanti manga buddha bhava samadhi. This is buddha. Those who are actually educated, they are called buddha. In full knowledge. So there are departmental knowledge. So by research work, when one understands that Krishna is the original cause of everything, then that is Siddhanta. Therefore Chaitanya Chaitamrita says that Siddhanta bolya chitte nakaro alas ya haite Krishna rage sudhira manas. Siddhanta, conclusion. Try to study. Krishna says, I am the origin of everything. So whatever subject matter you have got, study. Then when you come to this conclusion, yes, actually Krishna is the original cause, then your devotion of Krishna immediately increases. He doesn't require any more to go undergo severe austerities to find out whether Krishna is cause or not cause. Because he has already known. He has already known. Aradhita jadi hari tapasatata kim. Namar tapasya. Chant Hare Krishna. But if you have got doubt, make research. You will have come to the conclusion. But if you have concluded it, yes, Krishna is the original cause of everything, then your business is finished. Chant Hare Krishna. But if you have got doubt, then do it. That is your business. Don't be blind. Either you accept the words of Krishna. Krishna says, I am the original cause of everything. That's all right. If you believe that Krishna says, it is all right. If you do not believe, then make the decision. And fall down. That is perfection. In both ways, you will have to come to this, because the fact is fact. Either, suppose somebody says, don't touch fire, it will burn your hand. If you accept it, your father's advice or your teacher's advice, don't touch fire, then it is as good. And if you want to make research, now why shall I believe my father, my teacher? Let me experiment, touch. The result will be the same. Result will be the same. But if you want to make experiment, do it. But come to this conclusion that Krishna is the original cause of everything. Then your life is perfect. Thank you very much. No. He'll die of starvation. He'll not accept any employment. That is Brahman. Kshatriya also that. And Vaishya also. Only Sudra. Vaishya will find out some business. He'll find out some business. So, there is a practical story. One, Mr. Nandi, long in the Calcutta, he went to some friend that if you can give me a little capital, I can start some business. So he said, you are Vaishya? Mercantile? Yes. You are asking money from me? Money is on the street. You can find out. So he said, I don't find. You don't find, what is that? There is a dead mouse. Oh, that is your capital. You see? So in those days, plague in Calcutta, plague was going on. So municipal declaration was, any dead mouse brought to the municipal office, he'll be paid 2 annas. So he took that dead body of the mouse and took to the municipal office, he was paid 2 annas. So he purchased some rotten betel nuts for 2 annas and washed it and sold it at 4 annas or 5 annas. In this way, again, that man became so rich man. One of the family members was, or God was, Nandi family. That's Nandi family still, they have got 400-500 men to eat daily. A big aristocratic family. And that family is, regulation is, as soon as one son or daughter is born, 5,000 rupees deposited in the bank. And at the time of his marriage, that 5,000 rupees in interest, he can take it. Otherwise, there is no more share in the capital. And everyone who lives in the family, he gets eating and a shelter. This is it. But the original, the establisher of this family, Nandi, he started his business with a dead rat mouse. That is actually fact, that if one wants to live independently, in Calcutta I have seen, and in poor class, bushes, and in the morning they will take some dal, bag of dal, and go door to door. Dal is required everywhere. The morning he makes dal business. And in the evening, he takes one canister of kerosene oil. In the evening, everyone will require. Still you will find in India, nobody was seeking for employment. Any little, whatever he has got, is selling some groundnuts or those peanuts. Something he is doing. After all, Krishna is giving maintenance to everyone. It is a mistake to think that this man is giving me maintenance. No. Shastra says, ekojo bohunam vidudhati kama. It is confidence in Krishna. That Krishna has given me life, Krishna has sent me here, so he'll give me my maintenance. So according to my capacity, let me do something, and through that source, Krishna's maintenance will come. Just like we are maintaining so many people in the Krishna consciousness movement. So what business we are doing? But we are confident that Krishna will send us. That confidence is required. A Shudra means he becomes disturbed. He becomes, oh, I have no employment. How shall I eat? How shall I go? How shall I live? And he has no faith in Krishna. The Brahman has got full faith. The Kshatriya has got little less faith. The Vaishya has little less faith. And Shudra has no faith. This is the difference. So, your question was that how we can know a Shudra? Because everyone is now faithless and everyone is seeking after employment. Therefore, we may discuss in so many ways, because people have become Shudra, therefore the capitalists are exploiting them. If everyone denies to be served, then this so-called industries will fail. immediate. That is Gandhi's proposal. Non-cooperate with the British government and it will wind up and actually so. Because people are now Shudras, they depend for their bread to others. The others exploit them, come here, you work, and I shall give you bread. They do not believe anymore, oh God, give us our daily. They think that this our master gives us daily. That is Shudra. Shudra means one who is dependent on others. Paricharyatmakam karyam shudra karma svabhavajam. This is the description, definition of Shudra. And Vaishya krishi go raksha vanijyam Vaishya karma svabhavajam. Vaishya is doing krishi, agriculture. Why he should depend on it? Take some land from the government. You will produce your food. Where is the difficult? Keep some cows. You get milk. Vaishya karma sama, go raksha. If you have got excess, then make trade. Why you should depend on us? But they do not want. They want that I shall go at 10 o'clock in the office and I shall do nothing, simply I shall take the pen and make like this and take my son. This is going on. Therefore the whole system is polluted. Nobody is doing his duty. Chaturbannam maya system guna karma. According to one's quality, one must work. But nobody wants to work. Therefore they are shudras. We are working, but at the care of somebody else, not independent. Then now the school college, the teacher is also depending on salary. So they are Shudras, so what teaching they will give? Teaching is the business of the Brahman. No salary. Formerly all the Brahmins, they used to have, it is called toll. Chatushpati. Chatushpati. Brahmana, he'll sit down anywhere and invite that if you like, you can come and take some teachings from me. Yes. So still in villages you'll find the Brahmana is sitting somewhere and the small children are coming and they're bringing some presentation, somebody is bringing rice, somebody, and Brahman was satisfied. Satisfied. Whatever Krishna is saying, that's all. This is Brahmanical qualification. He doesn't want more. In the modern education, the more and more industry is increasing, the Shudras are being trained up. Technology. Technology means he must get some service, otherwise it's useless. Simple life, teaching Brahmana and Kshatriya, give protection, and Vaishya, build the ground. Where is the question of scarcity? The scarcity is that nobody is doing his real duty, gunakarma vibhagasa, and people are exploiting. There is competition and dissatisfaction, fight. So many things, sinful activities. The whole society is polluted. Actually, the whole human society is now conducted by the Shudras. But Shudras cannot run on government, that is not possible. Because that Shudra, your Nixon, is a Shudra, he is exalted, forced, therefore everything is not in order.
Chakyu should run the government?
Oh yes.
And the Brahmin should give advice?
Yes. That is basic system. The Brahmana should never take part in administration.
they would give advice according to the Shastra.
I have a comment on the source. You said that the source is all right, but there has to be a standard. There has to be a standard. It has to be standardized.
Yes. Research.
Yes.
Yes. That is the business of the research scholar, how to make it standardized. Everything is standardized. Just like you have found the molecules, protons, they are working in a standardized way. They are not working whimsically. There is standard process.
What is that standard? What is that standard?
The standard is already there. Is not that?
Yes.
Standard is already there. Krishna has already made this standard. Our intelligence is to know how this standard has come.
So we say that Brahma Jigyasa is a standard.
Brahman Jigyasa means anything you take, it is working in a standard way, just like the sun is rising. Yeah, the Brahman Jigyasa means how the sun is rising exactly in time. Who has made this rule? In astronomy there is a very fine calculation, 1/10,000 part of a minute or something like that. I have heard from you scientists. They make calculation of the movement of the sun. In astrology also, the moment is calculated like that. If the exact moment is there, by mathematical calculation it can give you the exact history of your whole life. This is standard. All standard. Niyamita. Jasya gaya brahmadhi kala chakra. There is Brahma Sangita says. Jasakshuri sa sabita sakala grahanang raja samasta sudamutti asi sutija jasya agvaya brahmati sang bhitakala chakra govindavadi govindavadi. How exactly the sun and the moon and the planet they are rotating? How? Jasya agvaya, by whose order? That govindavadi guru jai offer. Everywhere you'll find the research.
The difference between the transcendentalist and the scientist is that they do not know the standard of research.
Yeah, therefore you say they're fools. Why do you say murha? Because they do not know. And our business is easy. We take Vedic bhasan, Krishna's bhasan, Brahma's bhasan, Vyasadeva's bhasan, and accept. That's all. Which one is easiest? Our business is very simple. You ask your father, the child asks his father, "Father, what is this?" The father says, "This is microphone, my dear." And he will, "Mother, this is microphone." So when he says to his mother, "This is microphone," is he correct or not? He's correct. He may be child, but because he has accepted the words of his father, his statement is correct. So our process is that. Take the bharsan of the authority Krishna, and you repeat it, your version. This is our point. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you rascal scholar, philosopher, scientist, don't manufacture anything. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna bode. That's all, he becomes master. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna. You become master, you become teacher, a spiritual master, that's all. And whatever little success I've got, only for this reason. I've never said anything which is not spoken by Krishna. I never said, in my opinion, I never said. You are so many students, I never said that. What is my opinion? One should know, what is the value of my opinion? I'm imperfect being. This is called Tinadapi Suniti Inataro Rupisa. If one thinks, oh, I am big scholar, I am this, I am that, you are a rascal. You have to simply carry the message of Krishna. But for your understanding, you can make research work.
Huh? That is the secret.
Yeah, that is the secret. Jasya devi parabhakti tatha devi tatha guru tasyaite katita jatta prakasanti mahatmana. If one has got unflinching faith in Krishna and his representative guru, then all the knowledge will be revealed to him automatically. Just like yourself, you are a big scientist. You have talked with me, you have studied with me, or you have examined me in so many ways, or I have also spoken whatever I had knowledge. Unless you are convinced, how you can say that you are my teacher? So what is the secret? I am not a scientist, I am not a chemistry. How do you agree to accept me spiritual master? Because I stick to this principle. Krishna and Guru, that's all. This is the secret. Today is Baladev Avirbhav. Baladev means the strength. Na ayam atma balahine na labhya. You cannot understand, realize yourself without the help of Baladev. Therefore, in this Vedic literature it says, na ayam atma balahine na labhya. You cannot become self-realized without the help of, without the mercy of Baladev. Now our Vivekananda Swami, he interpreted that unless he becomes stout and strong like the bulls and the buffalo, you cannot realize self. He interpreted it. So he engaged people to make gymnastic, exercise. He became very stout and strong, eat meat. And this is going, this philosophy is going. Balahina, unless you become as strong as a tiger, you cannot realize yourself. This interpretation is Balahina. Therefore, they are, always they put this argument, our country is suffering, there is no food. First of all, we must give them food, make them strong, stout. Then we shall talk about Krishna consciousness. Do they not say like that?
Yes.
This is another nonsense. Balahinana does not mean this physical strength. Bala means spiritual strength. Baladev is spiritual strength. Nityananda. Balaram Haila Nita.
Hina means?
Eh?
Hina? Balahina.
Hina means without. And bala means strength. So Shastra says, Nayam Atma Balahinena Lapa, one who is less strong and one who has no support of his strength, then he cannot make any progress in spiritual self-realization. This is Vedic Indian. But they interpret that unless you become physically strong, you cannot make any spiritual advance. But in the Western countries you have seen so many people physically very strong, stout and strong, practically everywhere. But what is their self advancement in self-realization? These things are going. So, bala means spiritual strength, not material strength. Nāyamātmā balahīnena labhva. That means one must be spiritually strong. That spiritually strong means to have good faith in Krishna and Guru. That is spiritual strength. Therefore, baladeva means Guru, spiritual strength. Balanam haila nitaya. Nitaya and karuna have what is that song? Nitayar Karuna Habe Braja Radha Krishna Pala. If there is mercy of Nitaya, then Vishnu said, call him. Said, Jayana. Aya, yes, sir. Aya. Sit down. You can make some space. Aye, aye. A verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Idaṁ hi puṁsas tapasas sritasava sishtasya suptasya ca buddha dattaya avichito artha kovibhi nirupita yad uttama sloka gunanubannam. That everyone is situated in some business, occupation, so it is the duty of the person, never mind, in whatever occupation he is engaged, uttama sloka gunanubana, to glorify the Supreme Lord. It doesn't matter whether he is a medical man or he is an engineer or a lawyer or whatever his name is, politician. His only business is, by his occupational duties, to glorify the Supreme Personality of God. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. We do not advise that you change your place. There is no need of changing place. Sthane sthita, this is Brahma's verse. Sthane sthita sutigatang tanuvang manovi. You remain in your occupation, your position, but kindly hear. Therefore you have got so many shastras, Vedic. Therefore the Vedic literature is known as Shruti. One has to hear. But that education is lacking. Nobody is hearing the Vedic literature. They are hearing so many other things, but not. Therefore, Bhagavat says, Srutubhyadini Rajendra Ninang Santi Sahasras. Srutubhyadini, the business is to hear. But Sutubhadini Rajendra Ninam Shanti Sahasasa Apasatamatmatattam Griheshu Griyamedina. Griheshu, we are now compact in our home. You take universal home or your house home or this body home we are within. So, griheshu grihamedina, because we have taken that the home business is everything. Griheshu grihamedina. And who has taken like this? Apasatam atmatattam. One who cannot see what is the value of my existence. Atmatattam. For them, sutubhadini rajendra nirangshanti sahasa. They have got many things here. Here, of course, in India, we have got newspaper, 4 pages, 5 pages. But in the foreign countries, especially in America, they present newspaper. Sorry. Therefore, there is paper scarcity. Unnecessarily printing so much, huge quantity of newspaper, and people, they sometimes do not touch it. The newspaper man throws in everyone's bungalow, and it is lying for 3 days. So, who is going to read? But they are making their business, because they get advertisement. In the many news, so they have got to hear or understand so many news, but not this Bhagavad. They will devote the whole day for reading this newspaper or some fiction or some novel for this and that, some political talks and everything, but they have no time to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad. Apasatamatma, because they have no interest in self-realization. There is no interest. People have lost all interest. This is the position. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is essential at the present moment. Now, these European and American, they have enough heard about all this nonsense. Therefore, they are anxious to hear about self-realization. Sutubhyadini Rajendra Ninamshanti Asasa Apasatamatatam Griheshu Vyamedina.